Welcome to My Hometown, the program that explores clubs, organizations, businesses, and issues across Nassau and Suffolk counties and sheds light on the different towns that are making a difference.
Hello and welcome to My Hometown. My name is Bill Horan, along with my co-host, Nassau Community College student Zach Turkell. And today we're shining the spotlight on something called socialpreneurship.
I can't wait to know exactly what that is because it affects Long Islanders like you and me, Bill. I'm sure today we're going to learn about socialpreneurship with the president and founder of the Long Island Breakfast Club, Valentina Janik.
The Long Island Breakfast Club is an organization providing advocacy, support, career employment counseling, referrals, and more with the goal to prepare mature individuals for productive employment. Valentina, welcome to My Hometown.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
So let's start with that magic term. What is socialpreneurship?
Well, socialpreneurship is a combination of people helping people, businesses that are looking to grow, people that are looking for jobs that could possibly get a job with the business that is coming to visit us at the club, and doing good things in the community, teaching people how to meet executives. It's a combination of people helping people that is very unique because sometimes it's a niche of just one type of business in a group. We have so many different interesting people that come to our breakfast clubs that by the time the meeting ends, somebody has a job, somebody has a new client, and somebody's going to a party.
Zach and I want to be on that going to the party group.
Definitely.
Sure.
Funnel us into that one?
Absolutely.
Okay, Zach, see, I got you in already, Zach.
Thank you, Bill. I do appreciate that. And now, Valentina, can you tell us more about what the Long Island Breakfast Club is and how long has it been around for?
Well, the Breakfast Club has been around for almost 11 years. Well, 2006. That's when we started. When we first started, we were just about people that were out of work, that were 40 plus, and could not get a job because of the niche that they were in, which was they made too much money, they were too smart, and they were too old.
Thankfully, I don't have to worry about that right now, but I don't know about you.
Would you take a whippersnapper like him?
I would now. We help students now, too.
Woo!
We actually coach students. We take them in to help us with things, and they teach us certain things about the cell and things like that, and we call them our little junior ambassadors.
I'm a junior ambassador. I'm honored.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to call you junior ambassador. That's going to be your new title. Now, Valentina, I asked you this before the show. How does this differ? Because we hear a lot about networking groups. How does it differ, or is it considered a networking group?
It's part of a networking group, but it's different because there's nothing we don't do. If somebody comes with an idea or a question, we find out how to help them. We figure out how to make it happen. We become their, commandeers to help them, and we give them ideas. So whatever they thought might become bigger in the end than the original plan. We definitely tell people, if you don't want to go back to corporate America, do something simple or start a business. So there's a group of people in our meetings which will say, well, I did this, I did this, I did that. And then somehow the world keeps turning and somebody leaves with a new idea, maybe a job, maybe just volunteering somewhere and doing something different. Which is very important.
I'm sure just talking to the group, they're more interesting because I know talking to you, I've learned so much already in about 20 minutes before the show that you've been telling me about the group. It's fascinating, and it's definitely something to talk about even if there's no job or no opportunity for that month's meeting or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, things happen in our meetings, which it's just like a karma. It's like a good thing that goes on, and like by the end of the meeting, we have to throw people out. Because we can't stay because the guy wants to have lunch,
Then it'll be called the lunch club.
Then you got another group, the lunch club. I like that. See, there's some budding entrepreneur. That's why he's a junior ambassador.
That's right.
Now, are there requirements for membership and who should consider joining?
Anybody should consider joining that A, needs a job, B, wants to start a business, C, wants to have fun, D, wants to get involved in the community and do something good that gives back. Or just really, you want to meet people and socially learn about different things that are going on the island that nobody really knows about. In addition, there's so many programs that seniors or people who have daughters that could help the seniors get involved in that they don't know exist because the communication is not really out there all the time.
And Zach, before the show, I just want to mention to you that Valentina was telling me there's so many programs that we don't know about that can be free benefits and substantially free. I'm not talking just a coupon for $5, but substantially free that people may be entitled to. And this is one of the things the Breakfast Club talks about. I know Valentina knows about it. She's a whiz at this stuff. So that alone could save the people literally thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Right. More and then we also give tips on, like, when you're ready to sell your house. We know people that do different things. Like, I'm selling my house, and I just had a gentleman called Broom Swept. That's the name of his company, who's one of our members. And he just cleaned out my whole basement. And they're all retired firemen from the island. And how great was that? All I had to do was point. When you're a senior, you need to point. You can't lift the boxes.
But that, no, it is good. It's perfect for you. It's perfect for the people moving in. And I'm sure it saved you a lot of work. And you've got the strong, healthy people who can do it. And if that's his job, he knows how to do it. So
that's right. And, you know, Valentina, how did this organization get started and why? I know you mentioned a little bit earlier, but can you elaborate a little bit more on to how it got started?
Well, the truth of it is we go from bad to good here, okay? A negative into a positive, which is what I believe that you can turn anything around in your life. There was a few of us that would always be looking for jobs, and we wound up seeing each other at the same interviews. At least the women, not the one man, but the four women, we'd go on the same interview because we'd be going for high-level jobs at big associations, executive directors, VPs. And these are the kinds of interviews where you have, like, you're in a room with 10 people, which is ridiculous because 10 people cannot make a decision on one person. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen. So they put you in a room, almost like a green room, where you're waiting to get interviewed and you're seeing all the other people that are interviewing. So we started talking. So we said, maybe we could help each other, four of these women. So we started to meet for breakfast. And then we also met a man at one of these interviews, and there was five of us. So we used to go to the diner, and we used to have breakfast once a week, help each other with the resumes, change them, different perspectives, and, you know, talk about our woes. Oh, I went on an interview, this happened, that happened. Well, one day, the same diner we used to go to on 110, the owner decided that we did not spend enough money and we spent too much time, and he threw us out. And we laughed our heads off. We left the diner and we called the Newsday, and the Newsday made us into the Long Island Breakfast Club in minutes. They said, who are you? And we said, we're the Breakfast Club. And then I said, no, we're the Long Island Breakfast Club, because we're people from Long Island. We want to stay on Long Island. We don't want to leave Long Island, and we want to stay. But who wants to help us? Not very many people. The government doesn't help the people that are middle class. We're middle class. We're not poor. We're not rich. We're middle class. And we need the government to step up and say, we want to keep you. We want to help you. And I have a program that this town of Hempstead, this county in Nassau and Suffolk could help people stay on Long Island.
But Valentina, I have a question to add on to this. Do you know exactly why some of these corporate people don't want to hire some of these 40-odd year old people? Do you know exactly why?
Well, first of all, it's because the human resource people that interview you are very young, and they get intimidated when they see your resume.
Oh,
so the next thing you have to do is you have to figure out how to meet the president of the company, not the human resource person. Because if you have experience and you're popular and you have stuff on the internet about you that tells what you did and who you are, you need to meet the president or you're not getting interviewed.
And I just want to let our listeners know that you are listening to My Hometown on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. My name is Zach Turkell, along with Bill Horan. And today we're talking about the Long Island Breakfast Club, an organization providing support, employment counseling, and more that prepares mature individuals for productive employment with its president and founder, Valentina Janik.
Valentina, while we're talking about that, I'm listening and getting persuaded by Zach's announcement. If someone is hearing this and they say, gee, that's just what I'm looking for, or I would like to know more about it, how do they get in touch with you? How do they find the Long Island Breakfast Club? Is there a website?
Can go to www.longislandbreakfastclub.org, spelt out, and they can send an email to me. My name is Valentina, but we also have other people that read the emails. So one way or the other, they'll get through, and we'll get back to them. They can also come to our meetings, which are once a month, and they start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and you get breakfast. That's the first thing you do when you walk in the door, because food is an important thing.
See, that's why Zach and I like this so much.
Right.
As soon as you say food is important, you've won us over.
Exactly.
We're fans. We're advocates. That's why he's a junior
ambassador. And everybody first just chats. What's going on? What'd you do today? What'd you do last week? Did you have an interview? Did you sell something this week? And it's not just job seekers. It's people that are in business, because we become ambassadors for the business owners too. And then when a new business opens, our next meeting is going to be at a great little restaurant right in my hometown, who's been helping us with providing breakfast at a decent rate. And now the next meeting will be at another place that opens up that we help to promote them when they open up. So basically, it's a hand-washing kind of, everybody helps everyone, and it's just a great feeling, and nobody ever wants to go home. They don't want to leave.
And I noticed you helped promote our show by saying the restaurant was in my hometown. So you're promoting our show, we're promoting you. This is a wonderful relationship
this.
Here,
exactly.
And it involves food. It's just winning across the board. Everything is good.
Shouldn't even mention that that there's a Bruce Springsteen song called My Hometown.
Is there? Okay, there we go, another one. See, he's the younger expert. He knows all this fancy stuff. Fancy schmancy stuff. The support and counseling, is that formal working back and forth, or is that having, you know, a friend to talk to, or what is they call an arm to lean on?
It's both, but I do coaching separately. I mean, because I can't talk to everyone at the meetings because it's a group effort. So I do separate coaching for people, and it's very inexpensive what I do. It's on, you know, it's something that I do because I love what I do, and I myself have the things I teach are things that I experienced firsthand by myself, with losing a job, with having to move, with needing some physical therapy, with needing some help around the house. All these things that I needed, I had to find out the hard way. And so now I can tell people how to do it and stop the barriers that happen, because when you're older and you don't have that chutzpah to make something happen, you need an advocate. So I'm sort of like an advocate as well.
Now, Valentina, do you go out to unemployment events and look for people to help? I mean, besides the show right now, I mean, how do you spread the word about the club?
It's all about word of mouth from people helping people. I don't go to the unemployment office anymore because we don't really get much help there.
They don't help either.
No.
Oh, boy.
But I do know there are some new programs coming out, and I do benefit. I do tell people to go, because even though you might not get treated, you know, like you really want to, if you want to take a class and you want to learn something new, right now there are programs that you can, if you get approved in. And, you know, it's always good to learn something new.
What I'm hearing, Valentina, is we often hear the term the unwritten law or the unwritten rules. And it sounds like that's what you're exchanging. You know, we can read the book that says, do this, and everything will work out rosy, and it doesn't.
No,
because it just doesn't follow that path. And we need someone to tell us this is the way it really happens. This is what you have to do. And not that it's bad. It's just the rules of the road that you have to know it, like in any business.
Right. It's true. You have to know the ins and outs of something. You just don't go, you know, following into something and say, I'm going to do this. You got to find out. You have to talk to people that have experienced certain things so you know the roadblocks. I mean, just getting into the ABLE ride is very, very difficult. If you're disabled and you need an ABLE ride and you want to enter, there are ways to get in, but it's not going to happen in a day. And if you're disabled overnight, how do you deal with that? We'll tell you how. And we'll tell you the things that you might have to do that. And it's not just ABLE ride. It's anything that you experience when you deal with change in the workplace, change at home, loss of a husband, loss of a child, anything like that. We help everybody.
Valentina, we want to find out more, but at this point in the show, it's time to take a quick break. My name is Bill Horan, along with Zach Turkel, and today we're talking to Valentina Janik. She's the president and founder of the Long Island Breakfast Club. And we'll be talking to her more, giving you more tips, and also how you can get in touch with her if you are looking to become a member or just want to go to a meeting and have a good breakfast and a good friendship. You're listening to My Hometown on WHPC 90.3, the voice of Nassau Community College. We'll be right back.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
My Hometown is made possible by Herald Community Newspapers. For more local news, visit liherald.com. Got a story to tell? Call 516-569-4000.
And now we return to My Hometown.
Thanks for being with us today on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. My name is Bill Horan, and along with Zach Turkel, and today we're talking about the Long Island Breakfast Club, an organization providing support, employment, counseling, and more that prepares mature individuals for productive employment, with its president and founder, Valentina Janik. Valentina, where does the club meet, and how often does it meet?
Well, we meet every once a month, the second Saturday of every month, usually, and it's at a different location every month, depending on the attendance. This particular meeting, this Saturday, is going to be held at Olinda's Cafe. It's on Hempstead Turnpike in West Hempstead, and it starts at 9 a.m. and it goes to 12 o'clock. We have a great speaker. His name is Michael Diaz, and he's going to talk about the passionate ways to restore your credit and to provide yourself with a guide about developing better financial habits, which I think we all need to do.
It sounds like you're always going to come out of a meeting with a full stomach and learning about something.
Exactly. And you're going to learn different ways to do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
And are there any other local organizations like yours, or do you consider the Long Island Breakfast Club to be unique, its own entity?
Well, I believe that we're different. Mm. And I learned from working in the computer industry that I always had to do something that was out of the box. So that's my background. And the reason that we're so different is because nobody just helps everybody with a problem. I mean, it's not every problem that they come. We can answer you, but we can guide you to someone else. And we're different. You know, we don't have any rules. We don't discriminate. We don't tell people no. We say we'll try and we'll see what we can do to help you. And you'll have a team of people that are at the meeting that will volunteer to help you. And after the meeting, that's what goes on. Everybody goes over to the other person and says, oh, I could help you with this. I could help you with this. And that's where the community work comes in and everybody just blossoms.
Now, Valentina, do you find that you're busier now, or was it busier during the recessionary years?
Well, the recessionary years were more disappointing. As far as, hopeful, they weren't hopeful back then because nobody wanted to help the people that were out of work because there was too many of us. Nobody could help you. There was too many people that needed the help, and there were no answers because there was no vision of what was going to happen next. Now it's different. I believe that if you have the vision, you can make something happen. It might not be what you originally wanted, but it could turn around and be something that you really like.
And now we're in a time where the economy is doing really well. Does participation ebb and flow with the economy? So are you getting less people than you did maybe back when the recession happened? Or just is it really consistent with the numbering?
No, it's not less people, because don't forget, there's the people that are called the underemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people like me that 10 years ago lost their job, or 20 years ago, and have been doing different things, but never really went back to the salary and the type of job that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people that are still underemployed, and those numbers, it's 10 years later. They're not in the numbers with the unemployment.
Right.
So my opinion is the unemployment numbers are really not true.
So we shouldn't look at the statistics, Bill, all right?
stay away from the math numbers, because
yep.
False impressions, I guess.
The bottom line is they are not true.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, Valentina, something that's true for you and very interesting is that you've become an author as a result of doing all this, and you've come out with a new book, From Fired to Freedom. Tell us about that.
Well, my book is called From Fired to Freedom because I was fired from a great job back in the days when things were bad and downsizing was going on, and it was a job I loved. When it happened, I was devastated. I never thought I would do anything else. It took me a while to get over it. And then getting involved with this club and becoming, you know, this entity that we help everyone else, I have learned so much about myself and how to do things differently that I decided to start journaling some of the things that I was doing. And every person that I coached or comes to the club with a story, I decided to journal that. And now the book is, I thought was going to be a very small book. It's actually coming out quite nice. And we have over 52 people that are in the book that actually wrote their own little story. It's not a huge story, but it's a story about how you can turn your life around. And there were stories of grief. There were stories of job loss. There were funny interview stories. And there are just stories of things that happen because of karma. And in the end, what goes around comes around. And you will turn that block. And you will have a positive at the end.
I really like that advice.
I was going to say, that's why we get along. Because
I love it.
Personal stories make you feel so good. And we kind of say to ourselves, right, if he or she can do it, I can do it.
Well, then that goes into the book, okay? So recently I said, if I could do this book, anybody could do a book. And because of my publisher, Red Penguin Publishers, who's just a wonderful lady, she's taught me how to give classes on how to write a book, and we're doing it together. And our club members are coming, and we're getting new members just because they want to learn how to write a book, because they want to journal something about their children, their parents. Or if you're an expert, if you're an insurance man and you write a book, guess what? You become an expert. My feeling is when you read it, you believe it. When a person reads it, they believe it. And I learned that from a long time ago from Barbara Corcoran, who is the real estate maven that I was on a cruise with her many, many, many years ago. And she taught me that with my first book, when I wrote my first little book. And she said, if they read it, they believe it. And that was part of her mantra when she started the real estate company. She was just doing a newsletter many, many, many years ago.
Wow. And I just want to let our listeners know that you are listening to My Hometown on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. My name is Zach Drakel, along with Bill Horan. And today we're talking about the Long Island Breakfast Club with its president and founder, Valentina Janik. And Valentina, this question really stood out to me. Your website says this a few times: we meet, we eat, we seek, and we reinvent. Now, correct me if I'm wrong with philodemo, is that right?
No, it's called philodemo.
Philodemo. Okay, what is philodemo? Because I have no idea what on earth that word is.
Well, I can't take the credit for philodemo. It's really based on Chris Freitas, who is our technical director, and also he's an associate founder. He had this thing that he wanted to bring philodemo into it. He's Greek. I'm Italian. So I was like, well, I'm Italian. I don't know. You know, and then he said, well, read it. And I did. And he sent me a video about it. It's all about people that are honorable, people that do the right thing because they're ethical. It's about everybody just doing what's right and elevating life in general to be the best they could be. And when I read up on it, we actually have a video, if you want to see it, on our website. Philodemo is something that has been good for the club because it seems like we're getting more and more people that are genuine, and that's what this club's about, genuine people helping people.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to walk around this radio station, Bill, and I'm going to say to the other people here, you have philodemo, and they're going to have no idea what I'm talking
about.
They're
going to give you one of those strange looks like, what's he talking about?
Exactly. So they're going to have to listen to the show and find out exactly what it is.
We should get you a T-shirt with that on.
Yeah, exactly. Junior Ambassador philodemo.
Well, right there you go. Yeah. It sounds like a foreign country that you'd take care of. Valentina, again, if our audience is listening and someone says, gee, this is perfect for me, for my uncle, for my daughter, tell us where they can get in touch with you and what they should know about the Long Island Breakfast Club.
They should just go to the website, send an email to vjanik@optonline.net, or just send an email to the general, you know, the general number that's listed on the website and the email address. Go to www.longislandbreakfastclub.org. And if you have a business and you'd like to help us out and give a speaking engagement about something different, we might consider you doing that as well. And, you know, maybe you could help us out a little bit by, you know, helping the people in the room.
And if someone missed part of the show and they're interested in hearing it again or from the beginning, they can also go to nccradio.org. We have podcasts on there. And, of course, the show is My Hometown concerning the Long Island Breakfast Club. They can listen to the entire show or recommend it to a relative or a friend to hear it if it might be the right organization for that friend or person at that point in their life. Now, I know you're involved in a lot of charitable activities. Can you tell us what the club does with that?
Well, for example, at my book launch that's coming up this month, we're going to have some prizes that we're going to raffle, and the money will be used towards Maria's Angels, which is the charity in the name of Maria Petrowski, who's my sister, who died of cancer. And in the beginning, the family was just doing a lot of research donations. But the family, the Petrowski family, has decided now to do people donations to people that are actually experiencing the cancer so they could go for a makeover. They could take their kids somewhere special to make them feel better. And they can do something, get their hair done, things like that. Because then you're actually picking the person from a group of people that are experiencing things in your neighborhood, and you're actually seeing the rewards that they're receiving. I mean, yes, the research is important, but for years they've been just doing the money towards the research. And now they've added this leg, and I think it's a great leg because everybody needs a break. Not only someone with cancer, even somebody in the club sometimes will take a collection if somebody needs a new hairdo or somebody needs to just, you know, get a break. Go ride the horse at the horse farm in Hempstead. There's one in West Hempstead. And, you know, we tell them, go ride a horse for a day. Because you have to do something different in order to feel better.
And I was looking at your Facebook page a little bit earlier, the Long Island Breakfast Club's Facebook page, and I noticed you share a lot of inspirational quotes. And what was one of your favorites or one that always sticks with you in your head? And why do you feel that these quotes are important to share to the people?
Well, one of my biggest quotes is, first of all, experience counts. No matter what, experience counts. But the other one is, every day, just in life, you need to get up, get dressed, and show up. And that's for everything. That's not just for a job. It's for having a good day. It's for doing something good for somebody. It's for just learning something new. Get up, get dressed, show up.
I like that.
What if anything is coming up in the next 12 months for the Long Island Breakfast Club? Is there some new steps you're telling us about, or
yes,
are they going
actually,
to open
there is.
Up the New Jersey Breakfast Club? Or?
No, it's all only Long Island. I've had people approach me that want to, you know, set their own. I'm like, there's only one Long Island Breakfast Club on Long Island, and that's mine because it's based about a lot of people. It's not just about one person.
Well, now you have a junior ambassador, and he may want to talk
yes,
to you about
exactly.
franchising. So,
but right. I'll give you an example of something that recently happened. We have two performers in our group. One is, his name is Jim Altomori. He's a Frank Sinatra singer, and he sings for us every now and then. Hmm. But last 2 months ago, we had a woman show up. Her name is Dorian Firestone, and everybody goes around and says, I'm Tina Janik, you know, this is what I do. She comes in and she goes, well, I'm not going to tell you what I do. I'm just going to show you. And she sang beautifully. And she's been a part of the club since. And we are now marketing her, and we are having an event the end of the month at the Ethical Association in Garden City, where she's going to be doing her new act, which is all about life in the third act.
Valentina and Janik, we want to thank you for being with us today. We want to remind our audience that Valentina is the president of the Long Island Breakfast Club. We've had a lot of fun talking with you
Definitely.
And learning about the Long Island Breakfast Club. And I'd like to let people know that they've been listening to My Hometown on the Voice of Nassau Community College.
And just really quickly, Valentina, can you give us the website?
The website.
Yeah.
www.longislandbreakfastclub.org.
Okay. I'm Bill Horan, along with Zach Drickell. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of My Hometown.
We like to get your feedback on My Hometown. Send your comments to whpc@ncc.edu. Nassau Community College, where success starts and continues. Till next time, this is Bill St. James. And remember, there's no town like your hometown.